KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 45 degrees in Atlantic. That's also our low for the past 24 hours. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the news, the city of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed after a 5-year-old girl from Audubon drowned in the Big Sioux River at Falls Park. Attorneys last year filed a federal lawsuit against the city on behalf of Courtney Jane, the mother of Maggie Zager. Zager fell into the river from Riverbank Rocks on March 18, 2018, during a family trip to the park. Attorneys representing the city argue that officials responsible for park safety did not breach their duty. A lawsuit alleges the city had ignored recommendations to put up barriers to more clearly distinguish where the rock ends and the water starts. Officials have since installed viewing platforms and walkways with railings to improve safety. A traffic stop a little after 1:45 a.m. today in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man from Wisconsin. The sheriff's office reports 21-year-old Trenton Clark of Hillsboro, Wisconsin, was stopped for having unlit taillights. After further investigation, Clark was arrested for felony OWI third offense and driving while revoked. He was additionally cited for an expired license, operating without insurance, and having defective tires. He was transported to the Adams County Jail, where Clark's bond was set at slightly more than $6,924. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Wednesday that a Central Iowa man was arrested on theft charges and cited for criminal trespass following an investigation into a report of a stolen vehicle. 41-year-old Brandon Binkin of Des Moines faces a felony charge of theft in the first degree, plus a separate charge of theft in the first degree. His total bond on both charges was set at $20,000. At around 6 a.m. Wednesday, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was notified of a vehicle that had been stolen from the Morton Mills area. The complainant located the vehicle near the intersection of Redwood and Spruce Avenue, stuck on a level B road. An investigation led authorities to a farm building in the 1300 block of T Avenue, where Binkin was located and charged with a Class C felony theft charge and criminal trespass. At around 4 p.m., while Binkin was in the Montgomery County Jail, he was additionally charged with theft in the first degree after it was learned a second vehicle that was located had been stolen from Pleasant Hill. That vehicle also had stolen license plates. Red Oak police report the arrest Wednesday afternoon of 39-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt from Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 12:15 p.m. in the 300 block of 2nd Avenue and charged with breach of peace disorderly conduct. Reinhardt's bond was set at $300. The Atlantic School Board entered an agreement with Urbandale-based Rashan Corporation on Wednesday night for athletic facilities upgrade project. The agreement came during a special meeting of the Atlantic High School Media Center, followed by a public hearing in which no one spoke and there were no written comments. The contract approved was the low bid received for the project, the base bid of $8,615,000. The board had also discussed 3 separate alternative bids received from Rashan for some extra project items at the Trojan Bowl. The first alternative bid was for the entry set up for the Trojan Bowl, with 2 different options being given to the board. One of the options was included in the base bid with lettering and lighting on the building. The other option included an archway entrance that would have added $105,000 to the project price tag. Many members of the board were unsatisfied with elements of both options and ultimately decided not to approve that bid. The plan will be to work with the contractor to come up with a solution that achieves the desired aesthetics within a reasonable budget. The other 2 alternative bids were approved by the board. Alternative bid number 2 was for the Trojan Bowl center field logo on the turf for $12,300. Alternative bid number 3 was for the Trojan Bowl turf end zone lettering for $31,200. With the addition of the 2 alternative bids, the total contract agreement with Rashan comes to the sum of $8,658,000. And 2 incidents of bricks or stucco falling off buildings in downtown Atlantic prompted the city administrator to bring the issue of safety to the city council Wednesday evening. During a recent incident, a businesswoman was struck by stucco debris falling from a building. Last December, a large portion of a brick wall on the northeast part of a building in the 500 block of Chestnut Street collapsed onto the sidewalk below, resulting in a brief evacuation of residents as a safety precaution, but there were no injuries. City Administrator John Lund requested a meeting of the Community Protection Committee to discuss the issues and determine who is responsible for the safety of taller buildings in the downtown area.
One can argue this is the property owner's responsibility, it's their liability, not the job of government to be getting on people to take care of their private assets. You could look at it on the other way, which is the way I'm kind of looking at it right now, is how many times does this have to happen before someone walking by gets their head crushed in with a brick? And then everyone wants to know, could this have been prevented? And then they find out the city's known about these problems and we didn't do anything.
Lund said he spoke with SWPCO Executive Director John McCurdy and Code Enforcement Officer Chris Erickson. Both agreed the issue is something the CPC should discuss. Councilman Gerald Brink asked Lund, so what's the public think? How should the city government be involved with it? Lund said, that's a question for you to ask, to be honest. He said, if people blame the property owner and not the city, then the city shouldn't be involved. But usually when bad things happen, he said, people turn to government and ask, why didn't you prevent this from happening? Councilperson Kathy Summers said outside of the city's minimum maintenance code, she doesn't know what the city's role would be. Code Enforcement Officer Chris Erickson said she and Lund has spoken with SWPCO's John McCurdy and gotten his opinion on the matter. And she said that because of the MMC, currently the city's only way to deal with potentially dangerous facades is to issue a municipal fraction and take them to court. In our funeral announcements, Regina Ann Kesters, age 92, who's formerly of Erling, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial for Regina Kesters will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kathy Rothfolk, age 60, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Manning, died Monday at Thomas Resthaven. Funeral services for Kathy Rothfolk will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Lisa Stein, age 55, of Atlantic, died Saturday at CCMH. Graveside services for Lisa Stein will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lois Marie Kesters, age 100, of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Lois Kesters will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. And Jean Ray Mahaffey, age 77, who's formerly of Atlantic, died August 21st in Florida. Graveside services for Jean Mahaffey will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.